Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
You're listening to Kink in Touch, and now on the line, the rock and roll star, godlike Rasta, icon, legend, biblical, omnipresent, prophet, spiritual, majestical, celestial, optimistic, Buddhist, Jedi, approachable, Zen lover, humble, Liam Gallagher. Thanks for joining me.
Woohoo!
You're back in the world, man, with new music.
I am back with new music, yes, that is it.
How does it feel to have this song out? Because it's massive, this song.
Yeah, and I'm digging it, man. It's rock and roll, and that's what we do, you know what I mean? It's nice to come back with a banger, you know what I mean? But the album's got a lot of mad tunes on it, so I hope a few surprises for people.
Is the album still full of bangers, or are there still ballads on it as well?
Oh, there's a couple of little soft little tunes in there, a bit more emotional than that, but there's quite a lot of... quite a lot of mad tunes on there. It's a mad album, I think, especially for me anyway.
When did you start the process for this album? Because the last album came out in 2019. Did you go straight into the studio to record new stuff, or was
year? Well, we were all in lockdown for a bit, and then sort of wasn't doing anything. Then we thought, oh, you know what, this could go on for a bit. We might as well start messing about with some tunes. So then me and Andrew Wyatt were going back and forth and that, but then... when it was okay for Andrew to fly, he come over to London, and we started off in Rat Studios. So we were in there for a couple of months, and Air Studios and stuff. So we had it all done by November, I think.
And now the first song is out in the world, and it isn't with only Andrew Wyatt. It is with Dave Grohl as well.
Yeah, exactly. Dave Grohl. So here's what happened. So we finished the album. I had all the songs done. I was going off to the pub to have a little drink, celebrate, and I got a phone call saying that should you have a listen to this song, Dave Grohl's in LA with Greg Kirsten, and they finished off this tune. You want to know if you like it? If you like it, well, you know, you can add it to the album. So anyway, I went, had a listen to it, no vocals, so I thought, yeah, all right. So next day, went in there, put some vocals on, and this is what happens. So I'm very pleased with it. Dave Grohl's a great songwriter, and Greg Kirsten is great at what he does.
What is your favourite Foo Fighters tune?
What is your favourite one?
Yeah, from Foo Fighters.
I like them all, man. I mean, I've liked them all since the beginning. All of them. I don't think they've made a bad one.
and you met him a couple of times, but why was this the time to work with Dave?
Well, we were meant to do some on Why Me, Why Not, but it didn't happen and that, so then it sort of just happens. These things sort of tend to happen whenever they happen, but yeah, we've done some gigs with him. And, yeah, we've hung out quite a bit, but and I like Taylor as well. He's drummer, he's cool.
Yeah, I love the vibe of this song as well. It has a little bit of Sabotage from Beastie Boys. It has Gimme Shelter in it.
This is it. This is what we're trying to go for, a bit of that Sabotage and Gimme Shelter, the Stones, and yeah, I think we've got a good tune out of that.
Was that the music you listened to while being in lockdown? Or did you listen a lot to music?
Yeah, I mean, nothing, but I wasn't listening to it more than I normally listen to it, you know what I mean? On a drunken night and that, you know what I mean? I don't tend to listen, sit around the house listening to music like some folk and that. I sort of just get it on when we're having a night out, you know what I mean? But listening to a lot of Bob Marley recently, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and Jimi Hendrix and stuff, you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
So maybe we can expect a new Liam Gallagher tune inspired by Jimi Hendrix and Bob Marley.
Why not?
You're in...
There's all just songs, isn't it? They, you know what I mean? They were great songwriters, you know what I mean? I know they got put in their genres of, you know, reggae and all that, but Redemption Song and stuff like that and Natural Mystic, I wouldn't necessarily call that reggae music, you know what I mean? They're just good songs, you know what I mean?
I love the way how you give new artists a chance as well to shine, because the Napworth show is coming up this year with Goat Girl, with Fat White Family. You played with Sam Fender. Do you listen a lot to new music as well?
Not really, no. I've got boys and that, and I've got two boys and a daughter that around about that kind of age, and they sort of always listen to new stuff and that, and telling me about the Fat White Family and stuff. But I listen to it and that, but, you know, some of it's good, some of it's a bit crazy, some of it's a bit mad. But the new band for me that I like is a band called Kid Apache, or Apache, or whatever his name, but I like Apache because it's cool. And he's from Hastings, and there's a four-piece and a little punk band, and I like them, and I want to do some gigs with them.
Oh, man, cool. That would be great. Yeah. There's a lot happening in the music scene in the UK still, and this year will be the big Napper show. Last year I saw the documentary in the cinema in the Netherlands. Will it be as big as the last show or even bigger?
Well, who knows, you know what I mean? Who knows, man? I mean, that was 25 years ago, so they were special. Hopefully these will be special. In fact, they will be special, because when you get to play Nebworth, they are special moments because the people bring it. So I'm blessed, man, that I can go back there and appreciate it. I mean, when I was there last time, I was probably in my 20s, so I was probably a bit mad on that. So hopefully I'll be able to appreciate it a lot more. But, oh, no, we'll definitely have a good time. The weather stays cool, and we'll have it.
But it's interesting. You say you would love to enjoy it more and to keep it more, because you're now a little bit older than then. And do you see
I'm 25 years older than what I was when I played it. So I must have been 25. I'm 50 this year. So it's like when you're 25 and you're in a rock and roll band, you're a bit mad. You know what I mean? So now I've sort of calmed down a bit. So hopefully I'll be able to appreciate it a bit more. You know what I mean?
There's a good vibe in your being at this point. I think you're in a good vibe.
Yeah, I'm in a good vibe. I'm loving life, man. Like, I've got lots of great people around me. And touch wood, they're all healthy and that. So I can't complain, man, about it.
Did you already make the guest list for people who are invited for the show? Is Noel being in the audience there?
Oh, I don't think he'll be invited. I mean, he can come if he wants, but I don't think he'll... I think he's doing his own big shows, I think, around the same time.
Really?
Yeah, they're not as big as mine, but
and with a little boring music.
Yeah, well, you know what? He'll be somewhere, but you know what? He's welcome if he wants to come.
I can't wait to see you finally in the Netherlands again, because yesterday the lineup of Lowlands was announced, and there is a Liam Gallagher show as well.
There you go, mate. Can't wait. I've not been to Holland for ages, man.
I think the last time was the Ziggo Dome show in 2019.
Right, well, that's a long time, man. I can't wait. Love Holland.
I love how your gigs are getting bigger and bigger. Maybe these gigs are sometimes bigger than you did with Oasis, right?
Well, I think what it is, because I'm not, you know, I sort of do exactly what it says on the tin, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel, you know what I mean? It's like, people know what they're getting when they come to our gigs, and I think it's a new generation that didn't get to see Oasis. They're coming, and they're sort of getting the same kind of vibe and that, you know what I mean? Because I play Oasis songs, and some of the new stuff reminds them of that, and like, I think it's all good, man. So, yeah, the bigger the better for me.
And maybe we can expect the Napford gig or the Lowlands gig in virtual reality as well, because you are into the Oculus Quest.
Yeah, well, I played it for the first time at the weekend. I had a couple of glasses of wine and that, and I nearly fell through the floor.
Really?
I lost the plot, man. So I've got to relax on that thing, man, in case I cause damage again, because I just got over the helicopter. So, yeah, I'm having a little break from it from a bit. That virtual reality really killed me.
Last year, you fell off the helicopter as well, I read somewhere.
Exactly, and that wasn't virtual reality, that was reality.
Really? Yeah. The album will be out in May this year. It's called Come On, You Know. I can't wait to hear the whole album. But the album cover as well, that was a great thing to see for all your fans, I think, because it was the same picture as a long time ago.
Well, it's like, because obviously we've gone through COVID and that, and I think we had a break where everything was good and that. It was just nice to get amongst the people and that, and let everyone know that we're all together. We're all in it together. So I love that picture and I'm proud of it. And I love that cover. So yeah, this is what Come On, You Know is about. Us all being together.
Are there more special guests on this album? Because Dave Grohl's announced now for Everything's Electric.
I wouldn't say the special guests in that. No, there's like, have you ever heard of Vampire Weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Ezra plays a bit of, he plays some mad instruments on, there's a song called Moscow Rules and that, and like, we wrote that one together with Andrew and that. So, and that's about it, really.
Wow, it's all about coming together, and this year we are hopefully allowed to see you finally live, Liam, because we need it.
Yes, we do need it. It's all, you know, we are the people, man. We need to be together doing what we do.
I can't wait to see you in Napford or maybe on Lowlands. And now I'm going to play the big new song on the radio, man.
Bring it on. Play it, man. Let's do it.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.